Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. It's Monday night, the 19th of January. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. Well, folks, you know, whether you like Barack Obama or not, I'm going to tell you something. There is a real excitement and electricity in the air in Washington, D.C. here in this night before the inauguration of Barack Obama as president. And I don't just mean among the blacks, who now constitute about 60% of the population of Washington, D.C. There is something in the air here, folks. People really do believe that there's going to be change. Whether you like Barack Obama or not, whether you believe a black man shouldn't be president, there are many people who believe that for a variety of reasons. Whether you believe that Barack Obama's not constitutionally qualified, that he wasn't born in this country, or that he's a Kenyan citizen or a British citizen or an Indonesia citizen, the grandest likelihood is that tomorrow morning they are going to swear Barack Obama in as president of the United States, correctly or incorrectly, and we're going to have to deal with it. That's just the way it is. I mean, there's a lot of people still out there saying, well, he's not really an American citizen, and therefore this is unconstitutional. But guess what, folks? The powers that be have been doing unconstitutional things since 1913, at least. So that's just the way it is. But I'm here to tell you there is a certain electricity in the air. And, you know, that's a good thing. Now, some of you may be saying, well, maybe that's just a sign that Barack Obama is really the Antichrist and everybody's been fooled and he's going to set up a communist police state on Wednesday morning. Well, we'll have to see if he does that. I don't think he's going to do that, folks, but, you know, I think at this point we just have to literally pray that this man who is now the president, whether you like it or not, we have to pray that he will do at least one right thing while he's president. So, that having been said, well, like I say, like it or lump it, he's president, and we're not. That's just the way it is. Those of you who don't like Barack Obama will like this issue of American Free Press. There's a full 12-page extended report on Barack Obama. It's primarily a reprint of everything that American Free Press published, or most of the key pieces that American Free Press published about Barack Obama during the general election campaign. It's not a very pretty picture that's painted. I would disagree with about half the things that are written in the report. For example, as you know, I kind of am an admirer of Barack Obama's spiritual father, at least that one here on earth, Reverend Wright. A lot of people don't like Reverend Wright. They think he's a racist and so forth. I don't necessarily agree with that point of view for a variety of reasons. I think Reverend Wright said a lot of things that were absolutely right about a lot of things. But people focused on the things they didn't like and used it against him. Here's what some of the things that Reverend Wright said: that Zionism is racism. He supported Minister Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam. He accused the United States of terrorism, argued that the government created AIDS to extinguish racial minorities, and stood by his request that goddamn America. Well, a lot of those things I hear patriot broadcasters saying in one form or another. So I find it very hard, very difficult to condemn Reverend Wright for saying many of the same things that many, many good people that I know have said in one form or another time and again. Well, we're going to the break. When we come back, we'll talk about a few different items, including the continuing saga of the growing demand that Mark Weber, that little criminal, be removed from the Institute for Historical Review by its legal board of directors.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex, chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I am going to take a shot at Barack Obama here. Don't mean that literally. I'm going to make a negative comment about Barack Obama. Don't want the Anti-Defamation League to say that Piper said he's going to take a shot at Barack Obama. Now, an article in today's Washington Post, Obama and Chavez start sparring early. Well, President-elect Obama has criticized Hugo Chavez, the president of Venezuela. But you know what the Venezuelan leader said? He said Obama is following orders from dark forces inside, quote-unquote, the empire, as he refers to the United States. If he doesn't obey the orders of the empire, they'll kill him, Chavez said, according to a story in the Washington Post. But what's interesting is that after the Washington Post reports that Chavez said this, it said that Chavez said this without offering details or proof, as though President Chavez is going to be able to come out with a memorandum from Jacob Rothschild to Abe Foxman or to Mossad hitmen. Or, for some of you who prefer not to mention the Mossad, CIA hitmen. I don't think that the CIA or the Mossad or Abe Foxman or Jacob Rothschild or the president of Israel are going to provide any of those details to Hugo Chavez. But, of course, you see, when they quote Chavez like this in the Washington Post, they have to kind of delegitimize him by pointing out that he's not offering details or proof. This is kind of the thing you might get in a press release from the Anti-Defamation League. Well, you know, Hugo Chavez, of course, has been an outspoken critic of Israel, as have some of the other Latin American leaders who are aligned with Chavez. The Bolivians kicked the Israeli ambassador out, and so did, I believe, the Venezuelans here quite recently. Now, can you imagine that? And here Christopher Bolin and his supporters have attacked American free press for standing up on behalf of Hugo Chavez. My God, well, that just goes to show you where they're coming from. I think Chavez is a nationalist. As I pointed out, there was a book recently published which calls Chavez one of the nationalist leaders of the world, one of those who is standing up against globalization. Now, I know a lot of people out there don't like Chavez because he's, well, I guess because he's Latin, but people like Jared Taylor might feel that way about him, but I count me in as an admirer of Hugo Chavez. Well, speaking of change, you know, Georgianne Geyer is a very prominent liberal lady columnist. She is not a neo-Nazi. She is not a Nazi apologist. She's not a Holocaust revisionist or Holocaust denier. But she has written this in a recent column talking about Barack Obama's new administration vis-a-vis the Middle East. She said there is something strange here, for at the same time that the president-elect has stressed change, 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 he has inexplicably been creating an administration of men and women who impassionately represent the old order. In fact, many of them have, for many years, been perceived in the area as representing anti-Arab and anti-Iranian positions while holding high offices in the State Department and elsewhere, thus offering little hope for any immediate Arab and Iranian interest in Obama initiatives. She says the president-elect only last week named Dennis Ross to coordinate policy toward Iran, which is, of course, a major policy position. But while Mr. Ross is unquestionably a talented diplomat, blah, 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 he now comes directly out of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, an unequivocally pro-Israeli think tank. That's scary, folks, because it does suggest that maybe we're not about to get the change that so many people out here in the streets of Washington, even as I speak, are confident of and hoping for. Well, there is something which has rattled our Jewish friends quite apparently so. The New York Times reported today, and I've misplaced the actual article itself, but the New York Times reported today, and this is the other side of the coin vis-a-vis Obama's Middle East policy, the New York Times reported that former Senator George Mitchell, who is of Arab American heritage, he's part Lebanese, just like our friend Mark Glenn, who broadcasts here on this network. And when I say our friend, I don't just mean my friend. I mean, he's a friend of everybody who listens to this network. Don't mean our in the royal sense here. So here's Senator George Mitchell, who has in the past been suspected of not being sufficiently pro-Israel, who has been, in fact, occasionally somewhat of a very mild critic of U.S. support for Israel and of U.S. policy in the region. He is being considered as a possible special envoy for Middle East affairs. Well, the New York Times has mentioned this, and as I say, they have mentioned this, but they went on to say that this has unsettled supporters of Israel, and then went on to mention other people who have been mentioned, and these are people who are more inclined towards the all-out pro-Israel point of view. So this may well be, this article in the New York Times, a trial balloon to energize American Jewish and Christian Zionist supporters of Israel to scream their heads off, scratch their fingernails on chalkboards, make threatening phone calls, and do the other kind of things that they do to get their way in this country, which they generally do get their way in this country, despite the thinking of our frequent caller, Aryan from California, who says there is no Jewish power in this country. No, no, that's a myth. That's a conspiracy theory. That's an old canard, an old wives' tale. Poor Aryan, we had to bar him from this program because he misbehaved. Too bad. I kind of enjoyed having him come up because, you know, he's really not a very effective advocate for his point of view. And, you know, I couldn't pay someone to come on and behave like him to make myself look good. Well, here's a sad story, a pathetic story. Marine Lieutenant Nathan Krissoff was killed 2 years ago in Iraq. And his brother, Austin, who's also a Marine officer, is going to soon return to Iraq for a second deployment. Well, now guess what? Nathan and Austin's father, Dr. Bill Krassoff, in Truckee, California, 60 years old, has joined the Navy Medical Corps in hopes of being assigned in Iraq to treat Marines. Well, that's a nice thing. It took presidential intervention to get Krassoff a waiver from the military's age limit on enlistees. He says, and this is what Dr. Krassoff says, the way I see it, Austin, that's his surviving son, Austin and I are carrying on with Nathan's unfinished business in Iraq. Well, you know, I clipped this article out from the Washington Post, and I scribbled a couple notations on it, and I'm going to be sending it to my friend, the big shot lawyer, who, as I've told you, thank God, finally is coming to see the error of his ways, or rather I should say the error of the ways of George W. Bush and his kosher conservative handlers. But I'm sending it to the big shot lawyer, and at the reference to Nathan's unfinished business in Iraq, I say such, well, BS, with an exclamation point. I mean, come on, Dr. Krassoff, just stay here in the United States and treat the returning veterans that are getting butchered and maimed in this war that we shouldn't have been in the first place. Don't go over there and risk your life. You've got a wife at home. You've got friends at home that need you. There are people here in American soil, including those soldiers coming home from Iraq, who need you. Come on, Dr. Krassoff, let's be serious. Don't get so self-righteous. Come on. Really now. I know the big shot lawyer is going to have a heart attack when he gets that. Another article I sent to the big shot lawyer. It's an article by Arno de Borgrove in the Washington Times. Well, he attacks both propagandists for Israel and supporters of the Muslims. But it's interesting. He lists, this is Mr. de Borgrove, he lists 10 things that have been circulating on the internet that are all lies in support of Israel. These are all these little things that you hear by these anti-Muslim activists, crazed anti-Muslim bashers who get a lot of their lies right out of Israeli propaganda. Israel became a nation in 1312 BCE, 2,000 years before the rise of Islam. Number two, Arab refugees in Israel began identifying themselves as part of a Palestinian people in 1967, 2 decades after the establishment of Israel. Since the Jewish conquest in 1272, the Jews have had dominion over the land for 1,000 years with a continuous presence for the last 3,300 years. Etc., etc., etc. Goes on and on and on. All of these things that supporters of Israel constantly are bleeding, including perhaps at least one host on this network who shall remain nameless, a host who claims that the Palestinians aren't really Palestinians, and Israel's the greatest thing since sliced bread, and they should stomp all over the Palestinians, etc., etc., etc. Well, at any rate, thanks to Mr. de Borgrove, who incidentally I'm told is a relative by marriage of the Rothschilds, thanks to him for bringing us some facts, not myths, about the Israeli-Palestinian issue. All right, we're going to the break, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you at republicbroadcasting.org.
Here's Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances, foods with no vitamins, fast food for obesity, fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about $1 a day, you can win the race. GetTheT.com or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. You know, we've talked on this program many times about what we can do to change things. Change, 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 as Barack Obama declares. Well, you know, sometimes our efforts, all of our efforts together, seem almost fruitless. You know, we sometimes it just seems like we never win. Well, you know, I tell you what, sometimes popular pressure can do things in a positive way. And I think if you haven't heard about it, you know, President Bush commuted the sentences of the two Border Patrol officers who shot a Mexican drug dealer, a drug courier, in the rear end. I think they were prosecuted on having violated a guy's civil rights. Of course, this guy was violating all our rights by bringing drugs into the country, apparently. But in any case, President Bush has commuted their sentences. So maybe George Bush is trying to find some last-minute way to justify at least being able to knock on the door of heaven as he's being drawn down into hell when his time on earth comes to a much-awaited conclusion. But in any case, you know, I think a lot of the reason why President Bush did commute those sentences is because so many people in the Patriot movement, in the nationalist movement, whatever you want to call the movement, so many people were calling the White House and calling their congressmen. American Free Press put out a petition. I know so many people did. They flooded, everybody flooded the White House and Congress with calls for clemency for these guys. And, well, it actually happened. That's good news, ladies and gentlemen. Another little point I need to mention, I failed to mention it here earlier. Not sure it would have even fit in earlier. Fits in any time when you consider what I'm about to talk about. It turns out the various Arab states have alleged that some of the ammunition, or perhaps all the ammunition, we don't know, ammunition used by Israel in its assault on Gaza included depleted uranium was in those weapons, ladies and gentlemen. That, in other words, means that Israel launched a nuclear assault on the people, the Christian and Muslims in Gaza. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we know what depleted uranium has done to American soldiers who were exposed to it during the Gulf War. Horrible, horrible things have happened to them and to children born to their wives upon their return. Amazingly horrible things. Something like right out of a science fiction film. So if the allegations are correct about Israel having used depleted uranium in their ammunition, then, ladies and gentlemen, we can only pray. We can only pray for the Palestinians. But you know what? What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. If somebody hits Israel with nuclear weapons of some sort, that's just payback, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to say that. I don't like to talk that way, but I mean, Israel has lost all semblance, all pretense of decency and honor with this incursion into Gaza. But then again, it's very incursion into the Middle East by the Zionist hordes, the Zionist occupiers beginning in 1948. That was wrong from the beginning. But now Israel apparently has finally introduced nuclear weapons into the battlefield, for all intents and purposes, ladies and gentlemen. Payback can be nasty. Payback can be nasty, ladies and gentlemen. I suppose the anti-defamation league will now say that I'm threatening to use nuclear weapons against Israel. Well, David Brog, he used to be chief of staff to Senator Arlen Specter, liberal Republican from Pennsylvania. What's interesting, David Brog, like Senator Specter, is a strong supporter of Israel, and he's written a book, Standing with Israel, Why Christians Support the Jewish State. There's a foreword by no less than the Texas Toad, John Hagee, and there's an endorsement for the book by Jacob Neusner, who's a research professor of theology at Bard College. Now, Jacob Neusner, that sounds like a Jewish name. I don't know that he is Jewish, but anyway, his endorsement says, this important persuasive book argues that, quote, Christians who embrace the Jews as the elect of God are ascendant both theologically and politically. In 21st century America, the righteous Gentiles have taken over the church. Mr. Neusner apparently is quoting Brog, I don't know how he pronounces it, B-R-O-G. So Christians who embrace the Jews as the elect of God are ascendant both theologically and politically. Oh, so if you say the Jews are God's chosen people, then you have ascended higher than others, other Christians. And those people are considered the righteous Gentiles. They have taken over the church. Well, I'm here to tell Mr. Neusner and Mr. Brog that the real righteous Gentiles still constitute an awful lot of good Christians in this country who don't buy this propaganda coming out of the Texas Toad and Pat Robertson and other hookworms of that nature who attach themselves to the real Christian church. So I hope these Christians, so-called Christians, don't start getting the idea that they're the secondary chosen people of God. What rot!
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I promised you I was going to talk about that rat-faced rat, Mark Weber, and his destruction of the Institute for Historical Review, and how many prominent revisionists are now calling for the board of directors of the Institute for Historical Review to fire Mr. Weber from his $50,000 a year job, in which he does nothing, produces nothing, and has not only destroyed the Institute for Historical Review, but also destroyed Liberty Lobby, the publisher of The Spotlight, for which I was employed many years. And incidentally, in the course of all that, Mark Weber caused me to lose my piddling life savings. So, yeah, I do have a personal axe to grind there, ladies and gentlemen, but I had that axe to grind before I lost my life savings. I saw the destructive nature of what Mark Weber was doing. It's very, very interesting. I will mention at this juncture without going into it any further, but among those who are now calling for Weber's execution, so to speak, are people who initially supported Mark Weber. Why do those people support Mark Weber? I'm going to let you in a little secret, because Mark Weber thought he was going to get his hands on millions of dollars that weren't there. He thought he was going to get his hands on millions of dollars. And then he was promising people grants and funding. Guess what? It never materialized because the money wasn't there. But Weber sure made a good living out of it since 1993 and produced nothing. And we're going to talk about that in detail some other time. In any event, we have quite a few callers lined up here. So I'm going to go right to the callers. Let's go to Rick from Ohio. Rick, come on up.
Hey, same old swindle, different day.
You got it.
Yeah. Hey, you know, today and tomorrow, America, quote unquote, that is the de facto America, will honor two black Marxists. And the de jure government, the de jure America, however, today honors the birth of a great American patriot who felt it was his, the only honorable course of action for him was to stand up and to oppose a federal tyranny coming out of Washington, D.C.
Hey, Rick, do me a favor. Do me a favor.
Yes,
I don't
sir.
Want you to name who that is.
Okay.
I don't want you to name who that is. I want people to think about that.
Okay,
repeat
you know who it is, though.
Repeat that description again of that individual.
A great American patriot who was born on this day, who felt the only honorable course of action for him was to stand and oppose a federal tyranny coming out of Washington, D.C., overthrowing the Constitution of the United States of America.
Now, you know what, Rick? I'll bet you that a lot of the listeners don't even know who you're referring to.
Well, no, the Jewish media of de facto America is not going to inform. They're going to just in to worship the black Marxist. That's all we're going to hear. We're not going to hear about any American heroes.
No, it, you know, it's interesting how these, how the, you know, the media has, well, I don't need to tell you this, and I know
well,
you don't need to tell anybody
call, Michael.
This.
We have our own media now.
Well, this is true.
You have, but, we got RBN, and we also have, you've heard of YouTube.
Yes, indeed.
You know, the ADL whines in a video that's real good on YouTube telling the truth gets yanked. It's pulled. It's gone. Well, that
yeah, my
has
understanding.
Been cured.
I don't know all the details in this, but I've seen some things about it, and I it's and someone mentioned it to me. I think even here in this program, YouTube evidently has a deal now with the Anti-Defamation League. The Anti-Defamation League provides advice to YouTube.
Well, yes,
as to what should and shouldn't be on there.
Yeah. Well,
Rick,
I want
your people.
Pen, Michael.
What's that?
Grab your pen and write this down.
All right, go ahead.
It's WNTube. .net. Whiskey November, WNTube.net. That's our answer. WN is in Whiskey November, Tube,
TUBE.net. Okay, very
yes,
good.
Sir. Hundreds of videos on there. They're pouring in right now videos from Gaza and the real Holocaust. And the
oh,
videos,
really? Okay, that's how I'm going to have to check that out.
The videos on the Holodomor, the Holocaust in the Ukraine, they're on there. The greatest documentary ever made on Jewish power and Jewish efforts called the Eternal Jew. That is on there.
That's an excellent video. I just rewatched that. I have that on VHS, and I rewatched that several weeks ago. And I'm actually going to be showing it to several friends of mine who need some education. So in the meantime, people might want
to
check that out at wntube.net.
Yes, sir.
All right, Rick, listen, thanks for that reminder of this particular date. And, folks, if you don't know who Rick was referring to, I would just urge you to do a little bit of research and find out who that great American patriot was who was born on this day.
Talk to you later, Michael.
All right, Rick, thanks. All right, let's go to South Carolina with Philip.
Hey, Mike.
Philip, are you there?
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead, Philip.
Hey, I called and talked to you, I think last summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did a couple questions, and then I guess kind of a bloodline question here. Now, you used to see on Alex Jones show, I think. You said that like last week or 2 weeks ago or something like that.
Wait, I'm sorry, say that again?
The Alex Jones show, didn't you say you were going to be on there?
Well, I tell you what, I had been told that Alex was going to invite me on. I have not yet gotten an invitation from Alex. It's only been about, about 20, maybe. Well, it's been, I guess, about 2, 3, 4 weeks. But so, no, I haven't been invited, haven't not received a formal invitation from Alex as of yet.
Okay. Yeah, because I've been checking, and I thought you were going to be on there, and you're going to set him straight. So,
well, we'll see.
Well, that's cool. Also, last year when I called, I asked you, had you seen a documentary called Ring of Power? And I don't think it was up online at the moment, but I know it's definitely back up online now.
No, and, you know what? I do recall you asking me about that. And you know what? I may actually, somebody may have actually even sent me a copy of that. I have a whole stack of DVDs that people have sent me that I haven't gotten around to watching yet. What's that about, if you could tell us?
Okay, well, it's pretty much a whole history of the New World Order all the way back to the Egyptian times. But she pretty much says a lot of things you're saying, that, you know, it was a Jewish Zionist power. They were in power in Egypt, and then Israel.
Who does the video?
Her name is Grace Power. She just now released her name. She's got a website called, I think, freetheearth.com or something
okay,
like that.
Okay, I'll check that out. Freetheearth.com, okay.
So don't quote me on that, but she has new video, Ring of Power 2. It's way out there. We're not going to go there. But yeah, my question is, now she says that the original 12 tribes of Israel, you know, they got conquered. They left. Some of them ended up in Greece. And that was a tribe of Macedonia. Sorry, they founded Macedonia, which is a tribe of I think Dan or something like that. But anyway, so then they moved up into the Scandinavian area, and then they founded Denmark, and that's the tribe of Dan, or the Mark of Dan.
Okay, well, that's a yeah. I tell you what, that's a very I'm generally familiar with that. That's part of the Christian identity teaching.
Yes.
I don't necessarily believe in all that. I know a lot of people do believe in it very fervently, okay. And I respect their right to believe in it. But that's a pretty well known. That basic theory is pretty well known.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then she also says that they eventually found their new home in England, and the Queen of England can trace her bloodline all the way back to the original 12 tribes of Israel.
Well, you know, I'll tell you why there might be a little bit of a. A little bit of a, how can I say this? Well, if you know anything about the history of the British monarchy, the Queen of England, who is Queen of England today, her family, and this is all very complicated, it involves all these civil wars they had in England and religious wars, that the original British royal family is not even necessarily of the same direct bloodline as the royal family that we have in Britain today. It's very, very complicated.
Okay.
And like I say, involves a lot of, I used to know a lot of the details of it years and years ago. So, I mean, that, I know some of the old American nationalist congressmen like Jacob Thorkelson took great issue. He served in Congress two or three terms. He was, I believe, from Minnesota. He may have been from, well, in any case, wherever he was from, I can't remember. It may have been Montana. I'm not sure. But Jacob Thorkelson took great issue with that thesis because he perceived it to be an attempt by the British propagandists of the British Empire, which, of course, as we know, is controlled by the Rothschild family. He saw that is all part and parcel of the efforts by the British Empire, the Rothschilds, to regain control of the American colonies. That's what a lot of these New World Order plans have been all about. I mean, everything from what they call the Atlantic Union to NATO to the Rhodes Scholarships, which were put forth by Cecil Rhodes, who was a front man for the Rothschilds. So you know, you can start looking into the details of stuff like that and find that it's not all as cut and dried as it may be, as it may appear to be. So there's a lot of history there. There's a lot of history and a lot of misinformation and a lot of misinterpretation going in all sorts of different directions there. So it's a real complicated subject that I can say this much about it. It's never going to be resolved because it gets into the area of theology in a lot of respects and into a lot of history, which historians and people of great knowledge about history, the people that I've known, have serious disagreements with, not to mention the theological end of it. So okay. I wouldn't even want to go any further and say any more because I would be talking about a subject that I'm really not qualified to talk about. But I know the basic parameters of it.
Okay, and one last question. She also says that the Queen of England is the most powerful person on Earth and the second most far as wealthy also would be Rothschild family, which is, she said, the Rothschilds are worth estimated like almost $400 trillion, and they pretty much control all the world's wealth. Would you be of that opinion, too?
I definitely think that, I mean, when all is said and done, you know, you get back to the very root of financial power in this world today and what the New World Order is all about. It really does constitute the Rothschild Empire and its tentacles. And I can tell you that the royal family in England only reigns at the leisure, shall we say, of the Rothschild family. It's very convenient for the Rothschilds to permit this royal family, quote-unquote royal family, to rule in England when, in fact, they're really pulling the strings from behind the scenes. You know, I heard someone call in, I believe it was the Liberty Hour with Phil Turney and Mark Glenn on Saturday, and they were complaining about one of the regular callers, Dave from Massachusetts, who often criticizes the Jews and Jewish power. And this gentleman put forth the assertion, well, what about the Council on Foreign Relations? Don't they have a lot of power? You know, basically saying that the Council on Foreign Relations rivals Jewish interests in power. Well, you know, that sounds good. But what people seem to forget is that the Council on Foreign Relations, number one, is nothing more than an American offshoot of the Rothschild-controlled Royal Institute of International Affairs in London.
Yeah,
number two, the Council on Foreign Relations these days, although many people identify it with the Rockefeller family, the Rockefeller family's influence is quickly diminishing, and you see a lot of these Rockefeller-associated institutions now being taken over by Jewish figures in New York who are satellites of the Rothschild family. So no matter how much money the Queen of England has, all she has is money and status, but no power, for all intents and purposes.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because, I mean, of course, I listen to you a lot of one of your books, and so I hold you in high esteem for his knowledge, but now I saw the video, and I thought, well, that's way out there, too. So I've always wanted your opinion on the video. Maybe you would get a chance to watch it one day.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take a look at it. You know, a lot of times, I've mentioned this before, a lot of times people put together a lot of interesting material, and then sometimes, though, the material, and I'm not saying this about this lady's video, but I've seen this before, a lot of the material is internally inconsistent. You know, they pick and choose different things that fit into the basic thesis. But then when you start looking, you find that there are conflicts within it. But, like I say, I'm just commenting generally now, not about this lady's video. All right,
yeah.
Philip. Well, I appreciate your call.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks again.
All right, thanks for calling in. All right, we have Joe Blue calling from Sweden.
Hi. Hello?
How are you?
Hi, my name is Joe Blue. I'm calling from Sweden, and I'd just like to thank you on your incredible show. I mean, I'm part of the anti-Zionist movement. I'm a member of www.theinfounderground.com with Ogmir. You might know him. He's a
does some good stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a good fellow friend, Daryl Bradford Smith of www.imthewitness.com.
In fact, I just listened to an interview between the two of those gentlemen. I think it was done several weeks ago, but I actually listened to it over the weekend. Real good interview.
Yeah, I also have a question for you. It seems like a lot of your information seems to fit with the exact same things that I read from www.wakeupfromyourslumber.com. Is this true, or where do you get your sources from?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've seen that website, but I pretty much, when you hear me talking on the show, usually I pretty much cite my sources, like I was just citing the Washington Post, the Washington Times, things like that. I have always found in my own research that you can find good nuggets of information in the daily press and in the Jewish press in particular, it's funny. Let me just put it this way. I read someone writing a very nice review of one of my books, my book on the Kennedy assassination, and they were saying how I had relied upon inside information and inside sources. Well, if you actually look at the book, virtually everything in the book is taken from published sources.
I've heard you say that before.
Yeah, nothing secret at all. I mean, the material is out there. You know, what do they used to say on the X-Files show? The truth is out there, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
It's just a matter of looking in the right places and then stepping back and seeing it all up there in the wall in front of you and connecting the dots, as they say.
Exactly,
and usually you don't even have to connect the dots yourself because more often than not, as I find it, in Jewish newspapers, they lay it all right out there for you.
Definitely.
Yeah, so, and I'll tell you what, you know, I was looking at Daryl's website at IamTheWitness.com. He has put up so many good books,
mm-hmm.
that many of which were in print at one time and are no longer in print. One book he has up there, The Great Red Dragon.
I was about to say that.
That is a fantastic book.
Yes.
I actually was trying to get a copy of that years ago. I was in a bidding war on eBay. I was bidding up to about $200 for it, and somebody outbid me. So when I saw that Daryl had put it up there, I said, thank you, Daryl Bradford Smith.
Can you hold me over? There's something
yes,
else to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, please. Also. Please stay on for the break. All right. We have a caller from Sweden, ladies and gentlemen.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Going to be able to get to all the callers, and I apologize to them, but we will be here tomorrow night, God willing. Joe's here from Sweden. Joe, incidentally, it is so fortuitous that you called in and mentioned Ogner and Daryl Bradford Smith, because, you know, I meant to mention this, and I didn't write it down, but you brought it back to mind. I heard Daryl say something in that interview that I thought was very simple and yet very profound, and that was this, that there are so many people who are out there looking for new research. But the fact is, you can go to IamTheWitness.com and look at the books that Daryl has posted up there,
mm-hmm.
and you just read through all of those books, or even just a couple of them, and anybody who takes the time to do that, take any two or three of the many books that he's put up there, and read them, and you get a very good handle on what has happened in the past and why things are happening in our world today as they are happening today. If we had further information after today, if today the internet was frozen and we had and no way to communicate with anybody, if alternative radio was lost, if everybody had access to those books that Daryl has posted up there, people would know where we are today.
I have to definitely agree with you.
I mean, those books, they are such important books, I just recommend that people check it out at IamTheWitness.com.
Yes, and you know, as Daryl Bradford Smith says himself, he likes to build up the generals, not just the soldiers. And I noticed that one of the previous callers mentioned the WNTube, which is a white nationalist YouTube site. I myself have my own program, and I interview a white nationalist from VNN, Vanguard News Forum.
Oh, okay,
My show is called the Joe Blow Conspiracy Show, and the person I'm interviewing is kind of, he posts a lot at VNN, and it was a very excellent interview. I hope to have it up on YouTube and on the Pirate Bay. And it's very easily found just by going to www.theinfounderground.com or just search for my name, Joe Blow Conspiracy Show. And
okay,
it'll come
is
up
it
and
Joe Bloke?
Joe Blow. B-L-O-W.
Joe Blow. Okay, they had Joe Blue on my screen, but it's Joe Blow. Okay.
Yes,
right.
It is. And again, I'd like to let you get to the next caller. I just want to thank you so much. You're the only show I listen to. On RBN, GCN, wherever. I mean, you're the best. Thank you so much for all your good work.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, a lot of good programming here in RBN, so check out some of the other programs.
As we say in Sweden, vi ses hej då.
What's that?
As we say in Sweden, vi ses hej då.
Oh, all right. All right, well, listen, Joe, appreciate your call. We'll check out your work.
Thank you.
All right. All right, folks, like I say, we don't have time for all the other good callers who were waiting patiently, but we'll be here tomorrow night. That's inauguration night. Going to be an interesting day here tomorrow. Like I say, whether you like Barack Obama or not as an individual or whatever he represents, just remember he is the guy who has his finger on the nuclear button, and let's hope that let's pray that he doesn't press the button. All our lives are at stake in this world. Have a good evening, folks.
With recent